we were at both his Sarasota and Bradenton office last Monday. We were there to ask for a town hall. He has not had a town hall since March of 2017, at least a large one that's widely publicized. He has small town halls that he only tells his people he knows are his supporters, and they're not publicized widely. And we want to talk to him.
And this is specifically after the Mueller report came out, you wanted to talk to him about what was in the Mueller report.
That and everything else that we have questions about, you know, health care, the tax bill that he helped write that doesn't benefit anybody but the wealthy.
How frequently are you out there protesting? And then what happened last Monday?
This was a special event, if you will. We used to go to his office weekly on Tuesday mornings, but given summertime, we're not doing that. It's too hot. We arrived, and there were maybe, I counted about 15 people there with red hats on, MAGA hats, Trump supporters, Women for Trump shirts, and so forth. So they were in the front of the building. We went to the side. We did not want conflict. We were setting up. They came over to the side with a cowbell and a bullhorn. So for a while, we had dueling bullhorns going on. We did have a couple people engage and argue with them, which I interrupted and asked them not to do that. That's one of the rules of our group is do not engage. It's dangerous for yourself, for the other people who are there. It's not a good practice, not good for the reputation of the group either. We had one person that did not listen to me. And the Herald Tribune got a picture of her, and they printed it on the first page.
What was it like to have someone ringing a cowbell right in front of you?
It was very annoying. It was hurtful to the ears and rude.
Have you had any demonstrations since then, or are there any planned?
Not at the moment. We're discussing doing weekly protests at his office again.
Have you heard from Congressmember Vern Buchanan?
No.